A person who is immensely blessed. Daniel, chapter 10, verses 11 to 14 and 19. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Then he continued, Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding, and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. Do not be afraid, O man highly esteemed, he said. Peace. Be strong now, be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Speak, my lord, since you have given me strength. This Sunday is the Reformation Sunday. October 31st, 1517 is the day Martin Luther carried out the Reformation. At that time, the Catholic Church was corrupt, secularized, and while building Peter's Cathedral, they bought and sold salvation, which is God's grace, with money, saying that they could be exempted from punishment for sins just by purchasing indulgences. Lay people were prohibited from owning or reading the Bible, and all masses were held in Latin language, which resulted in lay people prevented from owning or reading the Bible. It was a spiritually dark age in the medieval period. When souls in purgatory died, and fell away from the essence of the Bible, such as saying that they will go to heaven if they give alms, Luther posted a refutation of 95 theses and shouted by saying, We must return to the Bible only. And, as in Romans, chapter 1, verse 17, religious reformation was carried out with the words, The righteous will live by faith. Even in this time, the second religious reformation is needed. We must return to the essence of the Bible. Theology that has left from the Bible has become secularized, and the church has lost its vitality, and is drifting away uncontrollably in the waves of secularization. We must return to the essence of the Bible. A life movement needs to take place. The righteous lives only by faith. Only through faith we can be saved, we receive answers through faith, and we get to have fellowship with God through faith. All the grace that God gives is contained in the bowl of faith. Pray in faith, ask for your wishes to come true in faith, and ask for forgiveness in faith. God gives us answers, grace and blessings in the bowl of faith. During this anniversary week of Reformation, we are going to have a special prayer meeting as a whole church. All of you should be the heroes in receiving answers to your prayers from God. Deal with your issues directly with prayer and overcome through prayer. Expect to receive results of your prayers in faith. You will experience receiving amazing answers and grace. Growth of faith and issues would also be dealt with by prayer. You will experience healing taking place and doors will be opened. Prayer changes everything. There are miracles within prayer. With what kind of attitude of heart should we have when we pray? First of all, we need to have a heart that longs for the grace. It is the thirst of the soul. There must be excitement anticipating that God will do great things. In faith, be expectant that God will give you the answers to your prayers. Be specific about your prayer requests and pray. Choose more than two intercessors to pray with you. When it comes to prayer, there surely are answers. Today's message is about Daniel making a decision to pray. Daniel fasted and prayed in order to realize what would happen in the future during this gloomy time. Even after 3 weeks of praying, there was no response. When Daniel was exhausted, God touched Daniel twice and after 21 days, Angel Michael gave him an answer. What kind of person is Daniel? Daniel had excellent wisdom and intelligence. In Daniel, chapter 1, verse 17, it says, To these four young men God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. It has been said that Daniel had discernment, outstanding understanding ability and wisdom from a young age. It was not a coincidence. It was God-given wisdom and excellence. Also, Daniel kept his faith strictly. Daniel, chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king." In a circumstance where he was about to be killed, he trusted God thoroughly. Daniel had trust in God, and it is faith. He had solid faith that God will save him. In a death-threatening situation even, he did not compromise his life with the truth. In chapter, verse 18, it says, "But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods, or worship the image of gold you have set up." Even he would be put in the fire, even he would be put in a lion's den, he did not compromise and kept his faith. Also, from a young age, Daniel had a good habit of faith. Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." As he had done before, even Daniel was taken away as a captive. He prayed 3 times a day facing Jerusalem. Good habits are very important. Daniel had a habit of praying, worshiping God and serving God from a young age. Even after he was taken away as a captive, Daniel's habits did not change. God blessed this Daniel as the second in command of Babylon, that ruled the world at the time. Everything is grace given by God. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that many great figures like Daniel would come out from our Yongan church. In today's message, Daniel fasted and prayed, in order to understand what would happen in the last days. Even after a week or two of praying, there was no response from God. God touched Daniel, who was exhausted, and gave him the answer through the angel Michael after 21 days. In verse 11, angel Michael said, "Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you." And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. In verse 12, it says, "Then he continued, 'Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding, and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the Persian army blocked me for 21 days, while I was bringing the answer, so I have now come." Through these words today, I hope to share grace by realizing God's hand at work throughout history. Receiving answers and enjoying them are different. Let us look at verses 12 to 13. Receiving blessings and enjoying these are different as well. Esau received the blessing of being the firstborn, but could not enjoy it, and had it taken away from him by Jacob. We received God's greatest blessing, which is being able to believe in Jesus and the gift of salvation. However, enjoying it all is different. There is a difference between receiving an answer to prayer and enjoying it. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be the one that gets to enjoy receiving the answers. On the first day that Daniel decided to pray, he received an answer. Let us read verse 12 together. It says, "Then he continued, 'Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding, and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them.'" On the first day Daniel decided to pray, God already answered his prayer. When you decide to pray as well, you should know that God has already answered. However, enjoying answers is different. Even in prayer, there are obstacles to receiving answers. In verse 13, it says, "The Persian army prevented Daniel from getting a response for 21 days. Whether in life or about faith, we must know that there are obstacles. The Persian army is a model of Satan. It's an obstacle. It was after 21 days that Daniel started enjoying getting an answer. Let us read verse 13. It says, "Then he continued, 'Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them.'" We must know that even when we decide to pray for 21 days, there are spiritual Persian forces that block you from praying. The same goes for the special early morning prayer meeting that is starting from tomorrow. You may get asked to go on business trip from work to other cities, or you may see unexpected issues as well. We must realize these as a spiritual thing, not as a coincidence. We need to know that these are obstacles to prayer. Put prayer first of all. Prayer requires patience. If you put up with it until the end, you will be able to have godly habits and your life will change. My pastor friend's grandson wandered and went off the track until he was in the third year of the middle school. My friend advised his grandson like this. "You say you are dating now, but if a student doesn't study and has no value in the future, even if you have a good girlfriend, she will leave you. You have to have value, so that you will be able to meet a good woman and make a good choice." "Okay, Granddad, I got it." Grandson made a decision and he started to change his mind. How do I change? It is easy to give up on the decision. You need to have good habits. First of all, you must go to bed early, so that you will be able to get up early in the morning. For 3 weeks, the grandson turned the light off at 10 o'clock at night and tried to sleep. But he could not sleep properly. However, these days, he gets up early in the morning and prays, does exercises and starts to study. Grandson confessed that he did not realize that he has this much freedom in using his time this way. He scored the highest level in his high school exams and entered Seoul National University. As he made a decision and changed his habits, the grandson, that used to wander around and used to go off the track, started seeing his life change. That is right. I hope the early morning prayer meeting that takes place this coming week will change not only you, but also your children, so that children that used to enjoy the nightlife would get to enjoy early morning culture. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that they will get to have good habit for life from this time onwards. Have a look at the answer to Daniel's prayer. Let us read verse 19 together. As a response, God gave Daniel 3 kinds of grace. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that these words spoken to Daniel will be the answer and voice of God to you today. 1. Do not be afraid. Fear comes along when you encounter a crisis situation that you cannot solve on your own. The words that say "do not to be afraid" is a promise that God will take full responsibility of us and will protect us. Another thing that God told us is to be in peace. Is there anything more precious than peace, whether in that era or these days? So, the Lord also came to give us peace. Where God is with us, there is peace. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that while you are praying, that you will get to enjoy the true peace that God gives you. The other thing God told us is, be strong. Stay strong. Strength is not only related to the physical body. The soul must be strong, and the family, society, and country also must be strong. When God blessed 3 things like this, amazing grace was there. It has been said that I was strengthened in the latter part of verse 19. Verse 19 says, "Do not be afraid, O man highly esteemed," he said. Peace. Be strong now, be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, "Speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength." I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be strengthened like Daniel soon. This strength is not the physical power that would be obtained from the world. It is new strength given by God. In Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, it says like this, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint. Body must have strength and family must have strength and also, country must have strength. Spiritually we need to have power, so that we can win against the enemy Satan. When we pray, we gain new strength that God gives us. When Daniel prayed, God gave him new strength, in the same way, as we pray every morning from tomorrow, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that we would gain new strength and would soar like the eagles. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.